Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ironville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jardar. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Contact me, the Credit Guardian. My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information in your credit file, including foreclosures, collections, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs, medical bills. I will help you boost your credit score for paying your rent on time. All clients have the option to earn extra income to become financially free while your credit is being restored. I'm also looking to partner and collaborate with real estate professionals, mortgage companies, brokers, and loan originators. Let me help you turn those unqualified buyers into qualified buyers. I am located right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. 318-317-2039. Again, that number is 318-317-2039. The Credit Guardian, where credit is not an option, it is a priority.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bede and Pastor Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Today, we are still talking about the whole armor of God. We are bringing you another piece of equipment that you should have on. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 16 says, out of the King James Version, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. In every situation, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen? And we all know who the evil one is, I hope. It is the enemy, the devil, who is the enemy of our soul. Amen? He does not want us to succeed in any area of our lives. Today, I'm letting you know that you need to have on the shield of faith. What it does is equipped us, prepares us to fight the enemy, to quench the fiery darts. Quench means to extinguish, to put out, to put an end to. Amen? Equipping us to quench, put out the fiery darts. The impact is piercing our enemy, the devil. Personal assaults of Satan against believers. This shield of faith protects our heart and our mind, the seat of our emotions. Out of our hearts, everything starts. Amen? So the devil wants to make sure nothing gets done, so he devises all kind of methods to stop us. And it also lets us know we must read and study and know the word of God for ourselves. You know, you can't fight the enemy if you don't know what he looks like, if you don't know what his tactics are. You need to be aware of what the enemy, the devil, looks like. Amen? You know, this is not the man with the horns, okay? So we need to realize the enemy, the devil, is a spirit, all right? So he don't come with horns and pitchforks. He comes in all other ways, with lies, accusations, and in situations. He wants to cause you to doubt God, doubt the word of God, and believe there is nothing, absolutely no hope. You are just lost. That is what he wants you to think. Amen? But if you know the word of God, you know better. We see all the devil's attacks in forms of insinuations, insults, setbacks, and temptation. But the shield of faith protects us from the devil. Flaming arrows. With God's perspective, we can see beyond our circumstance and know that ultimately victory is ours. The soldier's shield is a defense weapon. He doesn't hit the enemy with his shield. Instead, the shield protects him from the enemy attacks. If the enemy shoots arrows at him, darts, we'll say darts, whatever, lies, doubts, fears, whatever come your way, it's a dart. It's to pierce you. At him, he holds up the shield to keep the arrows from hitting his body. The Bible says that our shield of faith can put out the flaming arrows that the devil fires at us. And like I said, it's lies, doubts, accusations. Satan will fire anything at us that he thinks might work. But our faith and our trust in God keep those arrows from hitting our hearts or minds. So I emphasize again, you need to know what the Word of God says concerning you. Because if you don't know what the Word says concerning you, the devil will tear you up. Amen? His arrows will pierce your soul. The Word of God say in Luke 22 and 31, we need to remember, the devil, the enemy, come to sift us as wheat. That means he wants you to be dispersed. Amen? Jesus was telling this to Simon Peter in Luke 22 and 3. If you need to go back and see what I'm saying, he was telling Simon that the devil desired to have him. In other words, he was letting him know the devil wants to kill you by any means necessary. But God assured Peter, he said, but I have earnestly prayed for you that your faith will not, in other words, fall to the ground when the enemy comes to attack you. So we need to already know God is on our side. All we need to do is hook up with him. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Word of God says he will raise up a standard so you will not be defeated. But you have to know that. Amen? Even our faith is not something that we came up with. Amen? God gives us the faith that makes us right with him and guards us from Satan's tricks. Amen? You can look up the verse that sustained this in Romans 12 and 3. Amen? Be prepared and know we are in a spiritual warfare. Know your enemy. Know his tactics. Know he is the devil, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy by any means necessary. So that means he'll come at you with lies. He'll come at you with doubts. He'll come at you with accusations. Pretty much the same way he did with Eve in the garden. When the devil came to Eve, he told her that she could eat all the fruit of the tree. And she let him know, no, I can't eat out of here because God says so. And he came back and he said, did God really say that? The enemy is still saying, did God really say that concerning us? Amen. Remember, he desires to sift us as wheat. But we need to be vigilant, pray, study, and believe so we can overcome the enemy of our souls. And let us not forget, the devil is definitely the enemy of our soul. He's not your friend. All right? Remember, he come to kill, steal, and destroy you. He wants you to be in hell with him. Amen. Be blessed.
Praise God. Our minister read, and we are about to pray. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice in you always. And again, I say rejoice. We delight ourselves in you, Lord. Happy are we because God is our Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for loving us and rejoicing over us with joy. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. We come with singing and everlasting joys upon our head. We obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighting flee away from us. That the spirit of rejoicing, laughter, is our heritage. Where the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom from bondage. So therefore, we walk in liberty today in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we take unto ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We stand, therefore, having our loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapon of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, we have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, we have peace and pursue peace with all men. We are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. We take the shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feeling, and purpose of God's heart. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, temptation, and tribulation, we cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the armor. We pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, we will be alert and watch with strong purpose and persevering, interceding on behalf of all saints. Our power, inability, and sufficiency are from God, who has qualified us as a minister and a dispenser of a new covenant through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Ghost to lead us today, to guide us today, teach us today, and bring all things to our remembrance. We thank you today, God. You say you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are always there. We thank you today, Father God, that we are Abraham's seed, and Abraham's blessings are ours. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, blessed coming in, and blessed going out. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lender and not the borrower. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today that the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the locust have eaten up has already been restored back to us. Because you said in your word, for our sake, you even redeemed the time. We thank you today, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you today, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Father God, for your word, God. We thank you, God, you say you watch over your word to perform it. You're not the God to lie, neither the son of man, that you need to repent. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall last forever and stand forever in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, we'll show it to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. And God, we just give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise this day. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. We just praise you. We glorify and magnify your name this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860.